Well, hello, my friends. This is Pastor Daryl, and actually, what I'm about to do is do a little test run, if you would, on a new podcast, Finding Hope in Monroe. Let me start by saying this. There's three of us that originally was going to do this together. We did a couple of dry runs, if you would, at a, well, I probably should back up to the beginning here. Start at the beginning here. We have a local cable radio television show on Impact here in Monroe, Monroe Public Access Cable Television. And we do a television spot and we do a radio spot. And it's called Finding Hope in Monroe. And then we decided we wanted to try to do a podcast also. And there's three of us that I have a co-host with me. And then I also have the person that's head of our technical support that puts it all together for us. And we all were going to sit down and do a podcast together. Now, mind you, all of us are strong-willed people and we all have ideas. All good ideas, just different directions of where we wanted to go. So we figured the best thing would be to be doing individual podcasts. So mine's going to gear off of Finding Hope Monroe. And like I said, it's on them to talk about what they're going to talk about. But I know one's interested in addiction, one's in recovery, one's interested in women's ministry and different things that go along with regular prayer warrior, all that wonderful stuff. So we're all going to do our own thing. So today is a kind of a trial run for me, because I'll be honest with you, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what to do, what not to do, how to do it. I'm trying right now to just do a little bit of a preemie or a little intro of what it's going to be about, give you an idea. And basically what this is doing is helping me kind of pave the way, because when I get done here, then I got to transfer it into the station, figure out how to hook it all in, do all this wonderful stuff. So I said, this would be a perfect way to break the ice. So again, today, strictly an intro. I'm just going to talk some smack a few minutes about what we're about and give you an idea of what's going to be coming with this podcast that I'm doing here. As I said, my name is Pastor Daryl. Let me start. We do a radio show and a TV show here locally. It's Finding Hope Monroe. The radio show now is over 175 shows, weekly show. So we're 3 years into that, and it's been a blessing. Now, when this first started out, this Finding Hope Monroe, this radio show was to be bringing people in on different organizations and groups that would come on our show, and we discussed different services and stuff that was offered throughout Monroe County free of charge to people in need, you know, kind of give them a hand up, if you would. And that's how it started. Then that wonderful thing we got called COVID come in, and it shut the doors down. So it was, for a long period of time, we couldn't have no guests, no nothing, nobody. For a while, we couldn't even go in there. We were just, thank God we had some pre-recorded shows. Well, anyway, so we started changing it up a little bit, and we started throwing some music in, Christian music, and we started doing a Bible study and a little smack talking and just doing some edifying to God, and it stuck, and it's been a real good thing. It's been a blessing, and I thank God for that. So then we went on, and we decided to try the TV end of it. Now, mind you, if you don't know me, you'll understand why when I say I got the perfect face for a radio, okay? I'm not a TV guy. Well, anyway, we started doing that, and then we just did that for a little preaching to let different preachers come in and, again, offer some different insight to different organizations through Monroe County where people can find help. This is all about getting people, our community people, help, free help, not where you go out and pay for it. It's whatever somebody or a service or a ministry or whatever is done throughout our community, whether it be a faith-based, ecclesiastical, whether it be a government, a humanitarian, whatever. If it helps our people in the community, that's what I'm about. Giving a hand out to people in the community. Not a handout, but a hand up, just to get us through the rough times. So that's how that started. And I've always wanted to do a podcast, because I'll be honest with you, I'm more comfortable behind the mic than I am behind the camera. I'm not the whole... I don't know. I'm more comfortable. Like right now, I'm by myself sitting in my office at the church. I'll do this. I'll transfer all this, take it into the radio station. We'll download it on the thing, fix all my errors and bloopers and blunders and mess ups, and kind of get an idea of what I'm going to do. And then we'll plug it in and we'll shoot from there. So like I said, today, trial run, an introduction, what goes on. All I want to do today is take a few minutes, and I want to talk about who we are as far as Finding Hope Monroe and what we're about. First of all, as you know, or I mentioned, I should say, you don't know. this is going to be a long one, people. I pastor a small, non-denominational outreach community, mission-minded church in Monroe, Hope Church in Monroe. You know, Finding Hope Monroe, Hope Church. You see how I played that together? I'm a genius, ain't I? Yeah, right. Okay. Well, anyway, I've been called a lot of things, my friends, and I don't think any of them's ever been genius. But anyway, so I pastor this little community outreach church, Finding Hope in Monroe, Hope Church in Monroe. I also, we have the radio and the TV show, Finding Hope Monroe. See the routine here? Well, anyway, I also am the facilitator, overseer, if you would, of a separate nonprofit, Christian Crusaders Outreach Ministries, which we also come together. It's a collaboration of multiple organizations, faith-based churches, faith-based groups, different things where we come together and we do service work in God's name in the community, helping each other out in churches, helping out in community. We do a lot of mobile food pantries. We do a lot of things where we come together and just do His work in the name of God and nobody else. And it's been a blessing. So, okay. So anyway, back to this. I want to talk a little bit about Hope Church of Monroe. Like I said, small non-denominational church, but we're a very, 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 I don't want to brag. It's not me. It's the Lord and it's the people that the Lord sends here. That is very powerful little church. It's made quite an impact in the community for a small church. We have 23 actual on-roll members, but we average about a 50 count on Sunday for attendance. And when we do community outreach events, like we just did a mobile food pantry last week with a conglomeration of all of us coming together, and we had 57 volunteers working this food pantry. And then later that night, we did a meal we do once a month through Hope Church of Monroe at Salvation Army through God Works for a community meal. And it was amazing. After all day people working, we turned around. We still had 34 volunteers doing this meal. And thank God. I thank you, Lord, for this. But this is just some of the things we do, and this is what we're about. We're about being in the community, being out, being the hands and feet of God, if you would. And that's kind of where I want to go with the podcast, the same thing. I want to bring friends in and talk smack. This ain't all going to be serious church stuff. I would maybe once in a while, if I'm sitting around, got nothing going on, I might throw a Bible study in there or a little study or discussion about the Lord. I'll just bring some friends on. We'll talk some smack of things going on. Some people that might have some good input, some leading to things that's coming up in our community that may be able to assist certain people in different things going on. So it's going to be a variety of things. I mean, and like I was speaking earlier, the gentleman that works with me here, he wants to do addiction recovery. And that's marvelous because I too have battled some issues, if you would. So I'm not against that, but I don't want to do just addiction recovery, but I'm not against coming on here and we talking about it because, well, let's face it, it's not going anywhere. Okay. So we need to bring it out to the eyes, if you would. So, I'm all about that. Finding Hope Monroe, the podcast and everything else we've been doing is all about servicing Monroe County. And that's what I want to gear this towards. Also, I want to make note, like I said, I'm using I'm babbling, people. This is not rehearsed. This is not something I laid out. This is not something I planned ahead. This is just me sitting down looking at stuff, trying to figure it out. So I'm just talking and flying off the top of my head as I go. Right now, I do want to continue on talking about Hope Church because being a small outreach church, we do a lot of in-house ministry, which is for the community. And we had a Hope's Closet free clothing ministry. It was in here for about 9 years. And, well, anyway, the clothing aspect started fading away. Not that there's not a need in Monroe for it. There's more people that's been meeting that service, if you would. So the demand is intense here for us because it's spread out more. But we've been getting hit a lot with the need of personal, household commodities is what we're actually calling it. Hope Closet, household commodities and foods. So we've been getting hit with more with a need for household commodities. And now, being we're a small church and we get eliminated the clothing center, we're able to do a full line of a food pantry. So now we do commodities and foods. And this is a free service to Monroe. This is all by appointment. You can contact us right here in Monroe. I'm about to throw my number out there. Everything I do is one phone number, my cell phone, because I'm involved with multiple things, and it's too hard to carry 17 phones and have 18 different things going on. So you call one number and you get it all. So my number, Daryl Williams, 734-755-2884. That's Hope Church of Monroe. That is our show, Finding Hope Monroe. That is our other nonprofit, Christian Crusaders Outreach Ministries. Anything and everything I talk about, one phone number. It's simple. Daryl Williams, Pastor Daryl, however you want, whatever you want to call me. I don't care. Title don't mean nothing to me. 734-755-2884. Now, let me get back into this commodities because this is kind of important. This is open to all Monroe County residents. All we need when you come in is to bring an ID. You will call. We do this on Tuesday nights, Friday nights from 5 to 7:30. Appointment times only, set up. Commodities is once a month. You come in, get what you need, and if there's a need for it next month, you're welcome to come back. Foods, while you're here, we do foods with commodities, either or both. Foods is not once a month. If really needed, I'm not going to tell you you can only eat once a month. We'll figure it out, and if we don't have it, we'll see if we can help you get it. Foods is more up in the air. I'm not as demanding or strict with that. But the commodities, I have to. This is... Well, this is expensive, I ain't going to lie. And us being a little church, we've been blessed. We've been very, very blessed because we have some local people, organizations, and businesses. Now, here's another thing. I got to start by saying this. I want to promote these sponsors. They do a yearly annual sponsorship they give us. I don't know if I can mention names or anything on this yet. I don't know the do's and don'ts, kins and can'ts, wills and won'ts, none of that good stuff. So as of today, I'm not putting names out there. Until I get the gist of where I am legally, if you would. When I find out more what I can and can't do, trust me, I'm going to be throwing some names out there because people don't understand the gist of what it costs to be able to serve the community. And we have some very, very devoted, dedicated local businesses and business owners and a couple private families that sponsor this once a year because I don't want to be that guy every time you see me come and run away because you think I've got there with my hand out for money. I don't want to do that. So we do this a once-a-year thing, and they're religious about this. They've been doing this for a while now. I've had people that's been with me from the onset, 9 years. So it's once a year, and it's been a blessing because they're able to help us fund the commodities, the foods. We also do multiple outreaches through the year. We do another thing we do here. It's called Walking Our Shoes Back to School Festival, and every fall, We do a festival. I put up a little festival. We have games. We have different things, entertainment for the kids, lunches, everything. Local, you know, Monroe County residents come in. The families come in, and the mother, father, whoever registers children that's in school for a pair of gym shoes. We buy them a pair of gym shoes and then give them to them, you know, for the as part of our outreach. That money that the parents would be spending on shoes now can go to utilize with something else needed. So it's just kind of a way to lift some of the burden off. Again, it ain't me, baby. It's the sponsors and the people in this community that step up and come together. Our motto is help us help you help others. And they do that. I've been blessed. So as soon as I know what I can do, the logistics of this, you'll know, because if I have the okay to start throwing names out there, I think it's a wonderful thing that's been done and is being done through our local little community here in Monroe County of people that want to give back to their community, people that have been blessed from the community that want to give back to the community, and I praise God for them every day. They're in my prayers, and I am so thankful for them because what they do helps us do what we do, all right? So until I get more of a understanding of the logistics until I get a better understanding of anything that's going on here, okay, be honest with you. I just trying to be cautious, if you would, because I hate to have something in before it starts and I don't want to cross no lines or none of that good stuff. Like I said, today was just me babbling. So thank you if you're still listening, didn't kind of click off by now. This is going to be one of many. This is going to be the start. Once I figure out how this works and we get it plugged in, I like to do this weekly or more often if possible. Whenever I get a free time in between things, the wonderful thing is I have a podcasting station set up and I can sit right in the privacy of where I'm at and take a few minutes out, 10, 15, 20 minutes out, shut the doors, chase everybody away and do a little podcast. And thank God. Thank you. So this will be faith-based, if you would. Anybody that knows me knows I'm not very tactful, and I'm very honest, but I'm also I like to be down to earth and have fun, talk some smack, and kid around, and, you know, it's easy to make enemies. I like to make friends, if you would, but I will not sway the view of myself with the biblical truth of the Lord Jesus Christ to appease anybody. But on the same note, I'm not going to beat you in the head with a Bible either. I'm just going to tell you what the Word says, and that's between you and the Lord, and that's not me. It's not my place to judge. It's not my place to condemn, but it is my place to educate, if you would. So I will probably discuss some things at times that might upset people because they don't feel it's, I don't know. Can I say worldly accepted, spiritually accepted? It will be worldly, no, and we know the world and light and dark don't go together, my friends. When there's dark in here and you flip the light on, dark is gone, and the things that's hiding in the dark usually scurry off with it. So there's always going to be some, I'm trying to do this in a very tactful way, but as you get to know me, you'll realize I'm not very tactful. But again, we will do some. I will be opening up every podcast. When I start doing this, it will open with a prayer. So if you're not a follower of Jesus Christ or a believer of Jesus Christ or a child of Jesus Christ, be ready for it because it's coming. And my goal is maybe to edify the Lord and bring somebody a little closer, offer some help to somebody in the community. I don't think you have to be a believer or a follower or be committed to this church or anything I do to get help. You just got to be a Monroe County resident with a need. Everything else is between you and the Lord. Amen. So keep that in mind. Like I said, I babbled long enough. I just wanted to babble a couple minutes so I can get a little bit of time on my thing here to go ahead and throw it in there and start playing around. So this, like I said, this would be like intro number one, Finding Hope in Monroe. I'm Pastor Darrell Williams, Pastor Hope Church of Monroe. And like I said, I also facilitate Christian Crusaders Outreach Ministries, which is separate, but the same, if you would, because I do both, but it's a separate entity. It's not about a church or the church. It's about God's people being church, and we come together from all churches, all walks, all denominations, and we service our community with different forms of ministry, if you would. I'm always looking for volunteers, and we do a lot of wonderful work, and you meet a lot of wonderful people. So, keep me in mind. Keep this in mind. Most importantly, my friends, everything we do, everything I'm going to talk about, everything I bring to you, whether it be a ministry or another organization or even stuff here, what we doing in the locally in the church, keep us in prayer. I covered your prayer. Prayer is the most powerful yet the most unutilized asset we have. So I covered your prayers more than anything. And again, I just thank you for letting me babble for a few minutes. Hopefully I'll get a little more organized, maybe have a little more purpose, but I'll probably be not much more intelligent than what I am. What you get's what you get. But again, like I said, this is a trial run. This is take one of Finding Hope Monroe, the podcast. And I think I'm gonna check out now before I chase anyone else left out there listening away. Thank you, and till we meet again, talk again. Come together again, however you want to word it. I want to say bye for now.